Okay, today we are continuing in the 12th perek of Maseches Yevamos, and we are up to perek Yud Beis Mishnah Vav. So the Mishnah describes how chalitza is done. Mitzvah chalitza. The mitzvah of chalitza is done the following way: Bohu v'yivim to the Beis Din. The Yavam and the Yevam come to Beis Din. Vehin masiyin lo etza ogenes lo, and the Beis Din gives him proper advice. You know whether he should do yibum or chalitza because he has both of those options. So if, let's say, there's a huge age gap between them, then they would probably tell him, you know, it's probably not a marriage that's going to work out, so you're better off doing chalitza if there's not a huge age gap. So they'll tell him that you should do yibum because it's a marriage that actually might work out. Shenamar, because the pasuk says, "V'karu lo zikne iro v'dibru elav," and they're going to speak to him, meaning they're going to speak directly toward him, something that's actually beneficial to him, advice that's going to be useful for him. If he does chalitza, so then here's what they do. V'hi omeres, the Yavama says, Me'ein Yavami lahakim l'achiv shem b'Yisrael lo avaya b'mi, that my Yavam doesn't want to establish a name for his brother in Yisrael. He is not willing, he has refused to take me in Yibum. V'hu omer, and the Yavam then responds with the next pasuk in Chumash, Lo chafatzti l'kachta, I do not want to take her as a wife. U'b'lashon ha'kodesh ha'yu omrim, and they say these words in Lashon ha'kodesh, in the actual words of the pasuk. And then they continue by doing the what the pasuk describes. The pasuk describes that the Yavama comes in front of the Yavam, in front of the eyes of the Zakenim, and she takes off his shoe and she spits in front of him. And the saliva has to be visible to the dayanim, because it says the pasuk says that it's got to be le'enei hazakenim. So the roke also has to be le'enei hazakenim. And then the yavama says va'ansa va'amra kocha ye'asa le'ish asher lo yivne es beis achiv. That this is what happens to a guy who doesn't want to build up his brother's house. And again, she uses the actual words of the pasuk to say that, to express that. Then the Mishnah describes that adkan hayumak. Originally, the Beis Din used to say word for word to the Yavam and the Yavama the Pesukim that they need to say up until that point, but that's it. Meaning they would only say the Pasuk, Pasuk Tes, and not the next Pasuk, which is Pasuk Yud. And that's because Midoraisa, that's not really part of what the Yavama has to say. But Ukashe Hikra Rabbi Horkanus Tachas Ha'ela B'Kfar Eitam V'Gomras Kol HaParsha, when Rabbi Horkanus would do a chalitza under the Eila, a certain type of tree in the village of Etam, he said the whole parak and even the pasuk that follows it, which the Yavama then would repeat. Huchsuku lios gomrim kala parsha. So once he set that precedent, so they would say the whole parsha. Everyone else would follow that precedent. So what is and the pasuk describes v'nikra shmo b'Yisrael beis chalutz hana'al. That's pasuk yud, that they'll call his name in Israel the house of the one whose shoe was removed. So mitzvah b'dayanim. That means it's a mitzvah for the dayanim to say the words chalutz hana'al v'lo mitzvah. But it's not a mitzvah for the Talmidim who are sitting in front of the Dayanim, watching the Chalitza to say that. Rabbi Yehuda Omer mitzvah al kol ha'omdim sham lomar chalotanal, chalotanal, chalotanal. That it's a mitzvah on everybody who's standing there to say three times chalotanal. Meaning even though midoraisa, they only need to say Chalotanal once the Chacham said that it should be said three times in order to be mefarsim the matter. Okay, so now we move on to Perek Yud Gimel Mishnah Aleph. So some background. Mido Raisa, a girl who is still a katana, can be married off by her father, and she cannot accept kiddushin on her own, and none of her relatives can marry her off either. However, if her father had died and she wants to get married, she has to wait until she becomes a gedola when she could get married on her own. That's on the Da'oraisa level. But since a young girl with no father might be taken advantage of, the Chachamim instituted that the mother or the brothers who are over Bar Mitzvah can marry her off Midrabanan to a husband who will then protect her from being taken advantage of. So part of that Din Midrabanan was that they gave her the right to be mima'enas, to refuse the marriage at a certain point in time, which means that she's allowed to leave the marriage even without a get. All she needs to do is say that she does not want to remain with this guy, and that makes the marriage disappear. That only works while she is still a katana. Once she becomes a gedola, if she didn't do miyun, the marriage will require a get in order to get rid of the marriage. So the Mishnah tells us a number of machloks between Bisham and Beis Hillel about the halachos of miyun. So Beishami Omrim Ein Ma'anin Ela Arusos, that only girls who are in the Erusin stage of marriage can do Miyun, but anyone who's already done Nisuin can no longer do Miyun. Beishami Omrim Arusos and Nisuos. No, both Arusos and Nisuos are allowed to do Miyun. Now, what if the husband dies without any children? So now she has a yibum situation with the husband's brother. So can she do miyun to save her from the zikas yibum? So bishami omim bibal velo biyavam. Miyun is something that can only be done on the husband. It cannot be done on the yavam. So once the husband dies and there's a zikas yibum, she can't do miyun to get rid of the yibum. So the only way to get rid of the zika is either wait till she becomes she has to wait till she becomes a gedola and do chalitza, because a katana can't do chalitza either. So she's going to have to wait till she becomes a gedola. Ubeisil omrim babal uva yavam. Beisil says, no, just like miyun works on the husband, it could also work on the yavam, and that will make it that she was never married to the deceased brother. Now a third machlokas, Beishami Omrim, Befanav. Beishami says that miyun has to be done in front of the husband. She might be too embarrassed to give him such a rejection to his face, so it has to be done in front of him, so that will try to discourage her from doing miyun in that way. Beisil Omrim, Befanav, Beishalo, Befanav. And Beisil says, no, she could do it even when he's not there. A fourth machlokas, Beishami Omrim, Bebeizdin, that miyun has to be done in front of a Beizdin of three dayanim mumchim, and that makes it more difficult to make miyun, because such batei dinim of dayanim mumchim are not so easy to find. It doesn't have to be in front of dayanim mumchim. It doesn't have to be in front of a legitimate beis din. And a fifth and final machlokes b'sham b'sil about miyun. Amalan b'sil b'shamay. The b'sil said to the b'shamay, mima'enas v'katana. She could do miyun while she's a katana. Afilu arba v'chamish upamim. Even four or five times. Meaning her mother and brother could keep trying to find her new husbands, and she can keep doing miyun on them. Amalan b'shamay. B'shamay said to the beis hillel, ein benos yisrael hefker. The benos yisrael are not to be treated like that. They're not hefker. You can't just keep marrying her off to one husband after another. She does miyun once, and that's it. No one's allowed to marry her off anymore until she becomes an adult and she accepts kiddushin on her own. Or if she wants, she could do miyun to one husband, and then she could get married again while she's still a child, but enter nisuin right away. And that way, there will be a more legitimate marriage, because there's nisuin, and once you have nisuin, you can't have miyun anymore anyway. So we know that it's not just going to be in and out of marriages. Now that's assuming, like the sheet of the Bishamai, that once you have Nisuin, there can't be Miyun anymore. That was one of the machlokos between Bishamai. That was the first machlokos, where Bishamai says Ein Miman in Ela Arusos. According to Beis Hillel, that won't benefit you at all, because she could do Miyun after Nisuin as well. So let's review what we learned today. In Perikin Bey's Mishnah Vav, we learned the procedure of chalitza, that they come to the Beis Din advises them whether they should do Yibum or chalitza, advises him whether to do Yibum or chalitza. If he decides to do Yibum, she says, Me'ein Yivami Lahakim Lahachiv Shem Bi Yisrael Lo Avayami, and he responds, Lo Chafatzti Lekachta, and they have to say it in the Lashon of the Pasuk, and then she goes and she removes the shoe and she spits in front of him, and the Beis Din has to see the saliva, and then she says, Kocha Yehasa Lisha Shalom Yivna as Beis Achiv. Now that's what you have to do on a Doraisa level. However, Rabbi Hurkanos in under a tree in Kfar Etam would conclude the whole parsha, and therefore that became the minhag after Rabbi Hurkanos did that, and they would call him Beis Chalot Hanal. The mitzvah is for the Dayanim to declare that, not the Talmidim. Rabbi Yehuda says everyone who's there should say Chalot Hanal, Chalot Hanal, Chalot Hanal three times. And then in Mishnah Aleph, Parak Yud Gimel Mishnah Aleph, we learned five machlokes Bisham Beis Hillel about Miyun. Number one, Bishamai says that you can only do Miyun from Erusin, not from Nisuin. Beis Hillel says even from Nisuin. Number two, Bishamai says You can only do miyun on the husband, but not on the yavam. If the husband died, Bisil says you could do even on the yavam. Machlokas number three is Beis Shammai says the miyun has to be done in front of the husband. Bisil says even not in front of the husband. Machlokas number four is Beis Shammai says that it's got to be done in front of a beis din of mumchin. Bisil says even not a beis din of mumchin. And then the final machlokas is that the Beis Hillel said to the Beis Shammai that she could do miyun several times because the mother and brother could keep marrying her off. And Beis Shammai says no. She only gets one shot at miyun, and after that miyun, she either waits till she's a gadola when she can get married on her own, or she goes right into nisuin, which will prevent her from being able to do miyun anymore in the future. Okay, Bezushim, tomorrow we'll pick up with Perek Yud Gimel, Mishnayos, Peis, and Gimel.